I'm honestly at a loss for how to handle this. Yeah, I mean, this is the second time I've caught him with diapers in the room. Well, the first time he lied and he said it wasn't his. Of course I didn't believe it. Why would they be holding on to that for a friend? Yeah, there's just no way. Let me ask you something. How would you handle this? Because obviously throwing it away last time didn't work out very well. Are you being serious? You would make him wear diapers all weekend. But isn't that just giving into what he wants? How is that going to help? You know what? Maybe you're onto something. Okay, so you're saying that maybe he thinks that's what he wants, but the reality of the situation wouldn't be as fun. That's true. I mean, how fun could it possibly be to be a baby all weekend long, right? There's definitely some downsides, and I could come up with some rules for him. Yeah, like no friends over when you're in diapers. That means the party this weekend would be canceled. You don't think I should cancel the party? Now, that's just mean, but I kind of love it because I think it would work. Yeah, like if you want to be a baby so bad, then let's see how much you enjoy being stuck in your nursery for nap time while everyone's over having fun and socializing. Exactly. You know what? This plan is so crazy, it just might work. Besides, what better time to do this than the weekend? I think you're right. Yeah. Some things are more exciting in your fantasy, like in your head. Is he actually going to enjoy being babied by his mommy and being stripped of all his rights? I mean, I doubt it, especially not with this big party coming up. Honestly, I feel like it's been hard for him being around all my friends and their babies lately. Yeah, they get treated with so much patience, love, and attention. I think he's feeling a little bit jealous. Maybe getting some more attention from me will help him see that they don't actually need it or like it. I'm sure he'll be over it within the first hour. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Of course, I'm going to be watching him like a hawk. I'm seriously going to treat him like I would a real baby, which means absolutely no privacy. In fact, I'm going to take some time before he gets home to get all the baby things from the attic. Yeah, I think I have an hour before they're back, so I better get started. Oh my gosh, that's a brilliant idea as well. He'll have to sleep in mommy's room, go to bed early, no potty privileges. But what about for the party? How can I make sure that everyone knows he's just a little baby? I love that. I actually have a locking trunk where I can lock up all his pants. That's a great idea. It's like, sure, you can wear diapers, but if that's the case, that means you don't get to wear pants. It'll make it easier for me to check him as well. No, I don't. I think it's the whole concept of being a baby. I mean, you should see the diapers I found. Yeah, they're super babyish. They honestly look just like a giant baby diaper. In addition, I also found some baby clothes and some toys, even a big pacifier. So I know that it's more than just wanting to wear diapers. Yeah, he wants to be babied for sure. And I think I can definitely make that happen. The only thing is, what is everyone going to think at the party? True. You know what? That's a good idea. I'll make sure everyone knows the deal ahead of time, if he agrees. I mean, I'm trying to be supportive here, and ultimately I hope he realizes that he doesn't actually want to be treated like a baby anymore, especially before the party. Oh my God, that's such a good point too. So every Friday night, we look forward to ordering a pizza and wings and watching a movie. So I think someone's going to be a little bummed out being stuck eating baby food, and I will definitely need to be picking up some of that and some baby formula as well. Not going to be so fun missing out on a delicious meal, is it? Yeah, I know. Wait, am I so mean for doing this? True, true, true. That is what he wanted in the first place. If anything, I'm helping to make that dream a reality, but secretly, I'm hoping that dream's going to turn into a nightmare. So, diapers 24/7, baby food only, no privacy, no big kid privileges, early bedtimes. Oh yeah, good point. Definitely no internet or phone access, and baby shows only. Yeah. I have a feeling they're going to be so sick of being a baby by night one. I think we'll be past this problem so quickly. You are actually a genius. Yeah, I honestly would have never thought of this on my own, but I think it just might work. So thank you so much for the advice. Of course, I'll keep you updated. Well, okay, I gotta get started on this. I'll let you know what their reaction's like once I get home. All right, sounds good. Talk to you later.